From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. South Sudan's former first vice president, Riek Machar, has fled to the neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo. A UN spokesman told reporters Thursday that Machar and a small group of people turned up in the DRC. He said the UN mission in South Sudan played no part in his arrival. There are indications that Machar may be ill. Brazilian police say they might charge U.S. Olympic swimmers with vandalism and giving false testimony after the swimmers admitted they fabricated a story about being robbed at gunpoint. Swimmers Ryan Lochte, Jack Conger, Gunnar Bentz, and James Fegan initially told police they were robbed at gunpoint early Sunday morning on their way back from a party outside Olympic Village in Rio de Janeiro. But the two of the swimmers, Conger and Bentz, admitted to fabricating the story. The two were detained at the airport late Wednesday while attempting to head back to the United States. The Russian Prosecutor General's Office has added two U.S.-based non-governmental organizations to its list of foreign NGOs whose activities are deemed undesirable in Russia. The office said Thursday the work of the International Republican Institute and the Media Development Investment Fund poses a threat to Russia's constitution and security. The Washington-based IRA says its programs are aimed at encouraging democracy. The MDIF says it provides financing and assistance to independent news and information businesses. Twitter announced Thursday that beginning during the last 6 months, it has suspended 235,000 accounts for promoting terrorism. The company says that brings the total number of suspensions now to 360,000 since the middle of 2015. This is VOA News.